Imagine being a student starting Sonoma State, perhaps first in your family to go to college, and immediately you sit down for some placement tests. You know that your English and math are a little weak, the scores come back, and you're assigned to remedial courses. Here's the problem. You're paying for these classes, but they don't count toward credits for graduation. And you feel like your classmates are in college while you're being punished for not being ready. Well, all that is about to change. Karen Maransky, Associate Vice President of Academic Programs at Sonoma State, explained to me the reason for the changes.
What's driving them is the CSU's Graduation Initiative 2025, where they're hoping to graduate many more students than we are currently by implementing some changes that are going to really help our students get through their degrees faster, more efficiently, and with a greater chance of success. So they are eliminating both the testing for remedial courses and remedial courses themselves. And that's the biggest change that's part of this new executive order that's come from the CSU.
Hearing that, one would say, okay, we've heard a lot about students arriving on campus. They're not quite ready, especially in English and math, to do the coursework, to just sort of sign up for the courses. So in the past, the solution to that would have been these remedial classes. What's the difference now? How are you going to get them ready?
So Sonoma State is actually ahead of the game here. We have been implementing what we call stretch classes for the last 3 years in English, and we're now getting ready to implement this fall stretch classes in math. And what that does is allow students to take courses where they can get that extra information that they need in order to succeed, along with the college-level course. So they're not in remedial courses, they're just in a longer college-level course. And that really helps them succeed at a higher level.
What kind of data have you been looking at that tells you that remedial classes weren't really working to do what you wanted them to?
Sure. So remedial classes, we know, are problematic from a number of perspectives. We know that students in the CSU do not succeed at remedial courses at the rate that we would like for them to. And we also know that students and parents are frustrated by them having to take courses that don't count towards the degree. So that's a real morale problem for students, in addition to the frustrations about their lack of preparedness. And so if we can merge that with college-level courses, get them up to speed and get them moving through their degree, their parents are happier and they tend to graduate in higher numbers.
When you came in this morning, you seemed, and you still seem, really enthusiastic and fired up about this. Tell me what's exciting to you about this change in process.
Absolutely. It's really great that Sonoma State and the CSU in general are focusing on student success. That's the key change. We're focusing on how those students can succeed and finding new ways to help those students get through their degrees in a timely way.
Karen Maransky, Associate Vice President of Academic Programs at Sonoma State University. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.